not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Welcome to Under Fire Radio, and this week we didn't really have much to talk about. Not a whole lot happened technology-wise in the news, so we figured, you know what, why don't we waste some time and take some fun things we did and splice them together, the good ones at least. So go ahead and enjoy this, listen to it, and laugh heartily. Alright, okay.
Just keep doing that for the whole show.
I'm gonna do a couple of them now.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Are we?
Oh god.
Right now, yeah.
Oh crap.
There's gonna be a lot of editing.
Oh, well, fine.
Well, they're already listening to the show because they took the phone off the hook.
9917.
Dude, glad they didn't
call 867-5309.
Hold on. I'm dialing another one. Hello, who is this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, you're on Under Fire Radio. Do you know what you've just won?
No.
An all-expense-paid trip to underfire.org. Hang up. I hung up, people.
You should have waited for reaction.
I probably should have. Okay, well, what's that number you wanted me to call?
867-5309. You know, 867-5309.
What's the area code?
Any area code, dude. 312. That's Chicago, I think.
I believe so.
The person the 20-something, the New York one, they paid like $7 million for it. And it goes to a page.
What?
The number you have reached, 867-5309 is being checked for trouble.
Oh no.
Trouble.
Oh, that's so classic, dude.
That's awesome. I'm so gonna have to cut that out and like put it in the intro or something. That's awesome.
That was like a phone trip right there. Oh, I can't believe that, dude.
Let's try 863 then.
310 owns Los Angeles.
That sounds good. 310. Dial number in Skype.
Can you guys ring Canada?
Yes.
604 is Vancouver.
Hold on.
Vancouver. That's what you need.
The number or code you've dialed is incorrect.
Oh.
Please check the number or code and try again. Message.
You can only imagine how many calls this person would get, you know?
Gotta call Canada now.
604, you said?
624.
It's Vancouver. That used to be right by my house. Back in Dizzy.
I used to live there, very briefly.
I lived right on the other side of the border.
The number or code you dialed is incorrect.
Fine. Stupid thing. Time for another random one. Let's go 863.
You tried that. Hold on. Hold on. You tried that in Canada, and you tried that in Los Angeles, and you got the same person giving the air?
No, that wasn't the same person.
Yes, it was.
That was the same exact message.
That was a...
The number
yes,
or
it was.
Code you had dialed.
Edmonton
but they're
is
completely different telephone companies.
Hmm. That's awesome. Plagiarism. Travel agency.
Did you hear me?
Let's call,
Yes.
Yes, I did. Let's call Orbitz.
Orbitz Gum or Orbitz Flying People? That's such a bad...
Flying
Pix Travel Agent. I can't believe I just said that. It was like today...
Oh,
it was not as bad as my clicky today. Instead of saying
well,
there's no link, I said it doesn't clicky.
He came to, visit us in my IRC room that I op. And, apparently our racism isn't acceptable enough.
Yeah, it's pretty low-key.
Test.
Too intelligent, really, isn't it?
I'm not prejudiced against any certain races. I hate all of them.
Are you guys ready to rumble?
You know the worst IVR there
well,
is
too bad.
FedEx, because you have to
We're
say
calling
everything.
Orbitz.
Welcome to Orbitz, the travel site with the most low fares. To help us assist you, please say or enter your home phone number.
8-5-1-2-7-3-32-4-2.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. If your phone number is 512-720-1800, please say yes. If not...
No.
Yes.
Thank you. Main menu. Here are all your choices.
Operator.
Flight. Okay, cruises. If that's not right.
Operator. What the heck is that?
Is it working?
Processing.
Connecting.
Spanish.
Thank you for calling Orbitz Cruises. This
right,
call will be monitored or recorded for quality.
No, not me.
Natalie, it's all you.
I'm not talking to people in a call center. It's too much pity.
If you have an existing reservation and have additional questions,
Berserk can do it.
Please press 2.
I got it.
For a new reservation, please press 3.
I got it.
Did you say forget it? Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling Orbitz Cruises. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Poor customer service.
We're in the queue.
Please press 1.
Spanish.
Reservation and have
Spanish.
A please press 2.
Ethiopian.
Reservation. Please press 3.
Operator.
Spanish operator.
South of the border.
Southern Pride.
Taco Bell. There we go. Shh.
Airport Orbitz, this is Frank. How can I help you?
This is Mike over at underfireradio.org. Just so you know, this call may be recorded for training purposes. Is that okay with you?
Let me go ahead and transfer it.
Thank you.
benefits of Orbitz gum. Most everybody loves to chew gum, whether for the flavor or just the simple pleasure of chewing gum. But did you know that chewing gum also improves concentration, eases tension, freshens breath, provides a low-calorie snack, and helps fight tooth decay? Well, now you know. What's the sentiment? Oh, screw this, I'm hanging up.
Okay. I'm mute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Call again.
Okay. Who else?
Who is he transferring you to?
Nah.
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't ask for a department
going,
today.
I don't know.
He's
I just repeated what they said.
Manager.
Well, because they don't expect that. You know, you always hear this call may be monitored for training purposes.
Yeah.
So I had to ask him. And he's like, well,
I'm going to transfer you.
Sunny days, chasing the clouds away.
Universal Studios Lost and Found. Due to overwhelming call volume, we are unable to answer the phone at this time. Please leave a detailed description of the item lost and a number where you can be reached. We will return your call in the order in which it was received. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I lost my personal digital assistant when I was there the other day. It looks kind of different. It's kind of long, about 12 and a half inches, white. Pretty thin, about an inch and a half. There's only one button on it, but it doesn't do much anything because I think the batteries are dead and it might be a little, kind of wet. I don't know, it might have dried up. But you can call me at 206-202-4999. Now that's my voicemail. I am going to be out of the country for the next day or so at this expo in, well, we don't need to get into that, but go ahead and just leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get back from the answer. Bye.
Hi, this is Laura from Universal Studios Lost and Found, who is returning a phone call regarding a digital assistant. Unfortunately, at this time, it has not been turned in. If you want to check back with us at a later date, tomorrow or another day, you can call us at 407-224-4244. Again, that's 407-224-4244. Thank you and have a great day.
Good afternoon, Hotel Pennsylvania. Speaking, my direct your call.
Reservation.
Yes, sir.
Reservations, please.
Yes.
Reservations, can I help you?
Yeah. I want to see, do you have rooms available on the weekend of July 21st?
For how many nights?
Be Friday and Saturday.
How many adults?
One.
Okay, we have rooms available at a rate of $159 plus taxes per night.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you can answer this. I was looking for stuff with the hotel there, so we stayed there in the past, my company, and I noticed that you're having this hacker convention there that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I stayed at a place, it was another hotel in another part of the country when they had one of these conventions. Me and a couple people from my IT department were there. While we were there, we were out having drinks, and somehow our computers, our laptops, got hacked. And we had a big problem with that. Do you foresee that being a problem, any hacking going on or anything like that? Because, I mean, you are going to have a hotel full of hackers.
Okay, to be honest, I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no. I have no idea. This is the first time that they're ever staying with us. And I'm glad you did bring that to our my attention. I will let the managers, you know, so at least they could send out a memo or something.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a problem. I looked at the organization that's doing it. They look like it's a magazine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they're just pretty much teaching stuff, but I mean, you got to understand how I'm worried here.
Yes, because if somebody hacked, you know, it was a hacker and they just hacked into your computer, I would have been worried too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys ever had any hacking go on there before?
Well, and like I said, this convention, this is the first time they're staying with us.
Okay. No, I mean, just like generally, because I mean, I assume you have internet in your room.
No.
Do you have internet in the room?
Yes, we have internet in our room.
And you haven't had problems with your network being hacked or anything like that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. How fast is the internet there, by the way? Do you know?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. We have dial-up, and we also have high speed.
High speed? Would anybody there know how fast it is? That's kind of a
exciting
point of view.
No, I do have it operated. I think they're the ones that turn it on, not us.
Okay. Is there a way I can speak with them?
Okay, one moment.
Good afternoon, New York Hotel, Pennsylvania.
Please
direct your call.
I need to speak to whoever being charged with your internet.
Hello?
Here. Hello?
Speaking, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, the reservations transferred me here. They told me I had to talk to you to find out who I would need to talk to, who could tell me how fast the internet in your rooms are.
What?
Okay,
the
you guys have internet
cutting
in your
in
rooms.
And out. I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Okay, I'm calling from overseas. Hello?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. Who would I speak to about the internet services in your room?
Okay, the reservation couldn't tell you anything about the internet service.
No, they couldn't. They said I'd need to ask you.
Hold on.
Oh my
Okay, sir. We do have web TV, we have high speed, and we have dial-up. It all depends on what floor, what room you're in.
Oh, okay. As for the high speed, do you have any idea how fast that is?
No, I do not, sir. I know it's on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th floor only.
Okay. Do you know who I could speak to that might know about that?
Yes, tomorrow morning between hours of 9 and 5, the IT manager will be in.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Fernando.
Fernando, and his last name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, all right.
Yes, sir.
He speaks English, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay, good. All right. All right, well, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Right, sir. Okay, sir. Is that it?
That'll be it. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
So
I don't have work.
Are you guys going to call that number, or are you just going to ignore me?
I thought that's who he was calling. Then again, that wasn't American Ring. So.
No.
Well, it's the same.
Well,
it'd be a double ring for this country.
Did you hear about those cops that shot each other?
No.
Have we heard about this?
No.
Some cop.
Was it in Iraq?
No, it was here, somewhere. Oh. Like Wisconsin or some crap. So, the cops get called because there's a kidnapping in the basement, right? And one cop gets there in his car and he goes to the back door. Other cop gets there in his car and he goes to the front door. And they both kick the doors in, see a guy with a gun, and shoot each other. And they got fired over it.
Thank you for calling.
That's very nice.
National Party. If you would like a free information pack, please leave your name, address, and telephone number.
For me,
please
I want to
speak slowly after the tone. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Shorty, and I'm interested in the British National Party. Now, you've got to realize that I'm not racist, so you're going to have to live with that. However, I would like to run to be the next queen. So, if you guys want to give me a call back at 870-7576-267, that would be great. Thanks. Goodbye. And, by the way, I'm black, so don't please just get over it. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What the hell
the
was
accent
that?
Was...
That was a truly inspirational...
Okay. Alright, fellows, this has been Under Fire Radio, and the outro is brought to you by the guys over at Intelligent Pushing. Thank you, Andreas, and check out their MySpace website at myspace.com/intelligentpushing for some samples. ¶¶